You're listening to In Demand.
This is In Demand with Alex and Lucy. Tonight, Professor Green is back with us on the show.
Oi, oi.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Very well. How are you both?
Really good.
Okay, yeah, good. This is the first time I've properly met you.
Yeah.
We've spoken over the satellite before.
Yeah.
And Alex, of course, had the embarrassment of walking past you. Was it Glastonbury?
Yes, let's move on.
Let's move on.
We're moving on from that now. We've decided this is where we put it to bed.
Game over.
Yo.
Yo, no. Bro.
I still woke up in cold sweats thinking about it.
It's going to go with you to the grave.
All right, no, there we go.
It was that night in the hotel in Leeds when I spent half an hour apologising because I was quite drunk as well.
Were you drunk, Alex?
Yeah. That's awful. Let's talk about Monster.
Yay! Love it.
It's amazing.
Thank you. Yeah, no, it's definitely one of the more cheekier tracks. It kind of goes back to my battle rapping days. You know, it's pretty much just about not being too PC. You know, a lot of people think things that they don't say. I don't have that problem. Save tact for people that care.
Yeah. I like that.
Yeah.
Good attitude.
And Pixie Lott gets a mention in the track.
Well, I don't know if you had the advertising campaign up here, but I'm in London now, so you did.
Yeah.
And come on, a white milk moustache with the catch line, Pixie drinks lots. I'll just leave that to your imagination.
Yeah.
What was even bad, I don't know if it was the same in London, but some of the buses that it was on, they had a petrol cap right there.
on a map.
Looked like it had a massive cold sore. Amazing.
Wow, you took it places I didn't even consider.
It was.
That's how his mind works.
It was magnificent.
And then Peter Andre, thanks for looking after my kids. Genius.
Do you want to know how that all came about?
Yeah.
We was at a video shoot for Just Be Good to Green, and laughingly, Virgin said I should get some media training. Like, it was all just banter. So Lily went, I'll do your media training. I went, go on. And she went, right, if you ever asked if there's anyone you really want to thank, I went, yeah. She went, thank Peter Andre. I went, for what? She went, for looking after your children.
Amazing. And that's how it was born.
It was Lily's idea. She can take full credit for that one. Sorry, Pete.
Now, for the video, because, of course, Example features on it.
Yes.
He didn't have time, did he, to come down and film?
Neither of us could put a day in where we were both in the same place.
Yeah. Are you finding that there's a divide in people who are coming to see you, sort of like maybe hardcore fans who've been with you a long time and new people who've come to you because they've heard you on commercial radio?
Yeah, but what's interesting is they all know everything. Like, so the people that have found out about me more recently have got the album and gone, okay, there's more to him than just the singles, and then they've, you know, backtracked, and they're, you know, when I say, you know, when Upper Clapton Dance starts, the crowd goes nuts. So it's good, you know.
Good mix.
The people from back then know about the stuff that's going on now, and the people that I've, you know, I've gained as fans recently have done their research, and they know about the old stuff too, which is wicked.
Yeah.
You've been talking recently about your stalker fans. With every successful artist, there is always a few crazy stalkers. Have you met the, is it Tanya? Is that her name? She's the celebrity hugger?
No.
She wears a headscarf. She's quite little and quite big.
I don't think so.
Seriously, run a mile when you see her. She's quite scary.
I've got quite a lot of celebrity fans as well. Most recently, Ryan Jarman.
From the Cribs.
Big fan. Yeah, huge fan.
Is that sarcasm?
Yeah.
You and Kate Nash.
Well, no, this is right. Last night I was in Newcastle, and so was Kate Nash, and Hazel was the girl's name. She said she was from Polydor. Had come round to the venue where we were performing, found my one of my tour managers, Chris, and asked him, and this was how she phrased it, because he come in laughing his ass off, and said, we've just been asked if we want to go for a social with Kate Nash.
A social?
And he went, a social? And she said to him, a few drinks, and he was like, I don't think we can, love, because we've got to head off straight away. We've got a cab waiting for us as soon as we get off stage to go to the hotel to get a shower, and then the bus leaves for Manchester. And she went, all right, well, take my number anyway, and let me get yours, and we'll see what happens. So they done that. Then I get a tweet from Ryan Jarman saying that I tried it on with Kate Nash via my tour manager.
What?
Yeah.
What?
I'm not being funny. Like, I've actually got a missus, yeah?
Yeah. She doesn't need
I'd
to know
be
about
a,
that either.
I'd be a fool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right? And then,
don't mess with an angry woman.
No. Not even because of that. There's plenty of reasons which we won't get into. Yeah. But I just went back to him and said to him, but like, how do you find it when your missus asks you about what you think of her music and you either have to lie or upset her?
Does she get bitter?
I think that...
You're listening to In Demand.
This is In Demand with Alex and Lucy. Professor Green is still with us this evening. I think the beauty of Monster was that people just expected you to sample another song.
Yeah, of course. And there's only two samples on the entire album, which for a rap album, you know, hip-hop was created. by the mesh of different infusions of different music. So, you know, for two samples on a rap album is, and you know, it is primarily a rap album. The fact it's crossed over into the pop realm doesn't take away from the fact that it is a rap album.
One of the greatest things for us over the last few weeks, quite funny, there's a lad who works with us, he's quite young, called James, and he heard the original Just Be Good to Me out in a club somewhere where we were a few weeks ago, and he was like, oh, I thought this was Professor Green. I didn't realise it was an original song.
Yeah, but see, that's cool, and that's how, like, you know, obviously it helps me in the sense that there are people who'll be familiar with the samples that I've used.
Commercially, it helps.
Yeah. But then there's also, you got to look at the age of a lot of my fan base. You know, at least half of my fan base is too young to have known the original, and most of them won't. So then they hear the song and, you know, work out it's a sample, and they have their ears opened up to a whole new world of music that they may never have been familiar with. So it definitely goes both ways.
And how can you make Hadaway cool?
Yeah.
I was like, whoa, we just got to have done it.
I can't believe it. I can't believe he used that sample. I think it was Mr. Porter from D12 who produced it and actually sings on it as well, who's an incredible producer. Like, I think, like, my favourite rapper hands down is Biggie and Jay-Z. I much prefer their music to Eminem's, but I think technically Eminem is the best rapper ever. I don't think anyone's ever going to touch him on that.
No, he is awesome.
What he does with syllables is on a whole different plane.
Thanks very much for coming to see us.
Thank you for
having
me.
It's been a pleasure having you in the studio, finally, after all this time. Professor Green, thank you.
Thank you.
In Demand.
This is In Demand with Alex and Lucy. Tonight we welcome Catherine and Alison to the show. They are the Pierces. Hello.
Yeah. Hello.
Thanks.
The video is in a league of its own.
No.
The first thing Lucy
it.
Said was, it's Tarantino.
It's so Tarantino-esque, mixed in with a bit of
we
Thelma
like
and Louise.
Yeah,
I
like that.
Yeah. And Heroes.
Heroes, really? We weren't going for that.
Well.
We'll take it.
The fire. How you bring it up from the hob in the caravan.
Right, okay.
It just reminded me of Heroes.
Yeah, I guess so.
Oh, Heroes the show.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. I was like, we burn someone's house down. We're not heroes.
No.
Yes, the show.
We're the
yes,
villains.
Exactly.
Is that what inspired it? Did you kind of get that? Or did you just feel it kind of worked?
That's a good call. Yeah, it just worked. We wanted to add some magic in there.
Okay. Yeah. What was it like filming it? Because obviously it's set in the desert. It looked ridiculously hot.
Oh my God. It was crazy hot.
It was so hot, I wanted to kill myself. There were like 3 hours where I thought, I can't. This is not possible. We cannot go on.
Well, she was wearing a leather bustier, which didn't help. Like that holds. It doesn't really breathe.
Yeah, I started to have a heat stroke. I think I caught it. And had to go back to the trailer and sit for like half an hour.
Had to ice her down.
Yeah.
And if you're wearing like tight leather in that weather as well,
it doesn't work.
So sweaty and horrible.
I had to change my outfit.
Never wear leather in the desert.
Never.
Big mistake.
Yeah.
Did you have your sunscreen on and everything?
Yeah.
Sunblock?
And we thought it was such a great idea when we came up with the idea for the video. And then we were there. We're like, whose idea was this?
Oh, it was ours.
How often do you get a chance to go back home then? You're from Alabama, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's Birmingham.
Yeah,
Birmingham. How big is that as a place?
The city, I think
it's a little over 1 million people. It's the biggest city in
now
Alabama.
Now it's probably more. That was years ago.
Yeah,
it's the biggest city in Alabama. Yeah,
because a lot of people have sort of mixed views of what Alabama. Alabama has that kind of almost satirical nature to it. Here in the UK, when you want to take the mick out of America, but you always go to Alabama, don't you?
It's like Forrest Gump.
Yeah.
Right.
But I love that movie, so.
Yes,
it's amazing.
You can watch that movie over and over.
Yeah.
And over.
Love it.
I mean, it's slow, but it's progressing. It's going to get there.
Was it the kind of place growing up you knew you just needed to get out of?
No.
It was kind of pleasant. I mean, it was a little sheltered, and you don't realize. I mean, when you grow up there, you don't realize that you're sheltered, I guess, because that's the way you're raised. But then once we got out of there, we were like, it's a little backwards there.
It's just very conservative.
Yeah.
Very politically, religiously, and, you know, all of that. But they do, when I go back now, I see that their minds are expanding, which is great.
I think.
And are
I
they
mean,
proud of, like, you girls going out into the world
yes.
and
yeah,
taking
are.
This music out there?
They are.
I imagine there's a real community spirit at places like that. And actually, there's not many places left in the world like Alabama,
it's
I would imagine.
True. I really think it's a great place. And they are the music people there, like music, they're real fans there, like real listeners. They love music. Like, they're very faithful. They go to shows. They're very enthusiastic music listeners there.
And they can see people like you who are from there doing really well. So it's nice.
Yeah.
I always think I'd love to go there and just sit and eat all the time and just like sit and like just walk around and look at all the. It's really pretty, isn't it?
Some of it, yeah. Do you like barbecue?
Yeah.
Oh.
Hell yeah.
There's the best barbecue in the world.
Amazing. Like big steaks?
Well, like ribs.
Oh, and yeah. Like the chopped pork, like pork with all the sauce. Pulled pork sandwiches. Put it on the sandwich.
What about shrimp?
Shrimp is not a big thing there.
See, that was a big deal in Forrest Gump, Bubblegum Shrimp Company. I'm disappointed.
Down by the water.
Yeah, down by the water.
Yeah. Birmingham's not on the water.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're getting a geography lesson here. It's brilliant.
The deep south of America. Who did we have recently who was from? Lauren Pritchard was from there. No, she was from...
Jackson.
Yeah.
Okay.
So she was kind of telling us her experience of growing up in a place like that. And then she went to LA, which is like the biggest culture shock in the world.
Well, Mississippi is really backwards.
Yeah.
That is... It's like the most racist, the fattest, the dumbest state in the country.
You're going to get some letters
from them. Yeah.
I don't think they know how to write. So.
Well, it's funny though, because unlike you girls saying that you go back and you still love it, Lauren was quite... She didn't say anything bad about Jackson, but she just said that she was glad to get away from there.
Let me tell you what, I've lived in Jackson. It's disgusting.
Yeah. Is it really?
Yeah.
She didn't speak that highly of it.
No, it's gross. No. Mississippi, I mean, I'm sure there's some good points to it. Maybe Memphis or something, but... Jackson's gross. So I'm sorry for her that she's coming in, but I'm glad she got out.
Well, now she lives in London, and she was like, she only ever really communicates with home via Skype, which seems like a sensible thing to do.
She loves London, though. How many times have you been over here in the UK, then?
Lots.
Quite a few.
Yeah, probably like 15 times.
Have you done the touristy thing? Have you ever had time to do that? Or what do you think about the food here? I always ask people this, because... Americans always tend to not really like the British food.
I like good British food, you know.
Like a good gastropub, there's nothing better than that.
Bit of pub grub. Yeah.
We had Pizza Express last night and it was awesome.
Yeah. I don't go that far. But when you don't know where to eat in England, it's good to stick to the chains we've discovered. Like Wagamama or...
Yeah, always good. Here?
Yeah.
Can you guys recommend a good place for dinner tonight?
Wagamama.
Yeah, there's Wagamama. I'm trying to think. Nice place.
There's Pizza Express.
There's a nice steak
place.
There's
a lot of Pizza Express.
What about Gaucho Grill?
Gaucho's very nice, yeah.
San Carlo's good. It's an Italian restaurant.
Yeah.
Gaucho, they bring out the meat, all the steaks on a board.
Oh, we went there in London. Yeah. They have it in London
as well? Yeah, they've gone there as well. Yeah.
Big steaks.
It's good, yeah.
And you get to choose your steak.
I'd go with San Carlo or the Grill on the Alley.
Mm.
Grill on the Alley.
Yeah, they're good. You get it on a board, but you get like half a lobster with chips and garlic butter. And it's good.
It's quite gastro.
Yeah, gastro is the word.
The EP comes out on the 25th of October, is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Best of luck with it, and thank you very much for coming to see us. Hopefully we'll see you again soon, maybe in the new year at some point, if you come back.
Yes, I hope so.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You're listening to In Demand.
You're listening to In Demand, and tonight we have Fresh Meat. Mike Posner is here. Hello, sir.
What's going on, Alex? I don't know how I feel about you calling me Fresh Meat, though.
Well, we'll soon tender you up a little bit. Welcome to the UK. How are you finding it so far?
I love it over here, man. I have a blast every time I come.
What's so hard about Duke? Because it's kind of like, it's got a bit of a reputation. Here in the UK...
It's full of really smart kids.
Is it?
That you have to compete against.
What did you go and study there, then?
I studied sociology there.
And did you successfully graduate with that?
I did. And I graduated with a 3.6 GPA, which is like pretty good, as well as a record deal.
Cool. And this all started in your dorm room, didn't it, when you were making mixtapes, the music?
It did. I made a mixtape in my dorm room and recorded all these songs. One of them was called Cooler Than Me, and I put it on the internet for free. And within a few months, people around the state somehow knew the words to my songs. And, I found myself across the desk from a lot of CEOs at a lot of labels, and I signed a record deal after my third year at school, and then I went back and finished.
Did it literally happen that quickly? So it went on the internet, and within a matter of time, you were being dragged into meetings with these important suits.
Yeah, it's funny. My first mixtape was called A Matter of Time. It's funny that you said that.
But for a lot of people nowadays, the power of the internet means it is working out like this, isn't it?
Yeah, and the thing that's really cool about it, Alex, is there's no kind of gimmicks about it, right? So I put this CD up, and you got to keep in mind that there's no music video. There's no radio play, right? There's no record deal. There's not even a picture of me out, period. And somehow I'm still like selling out shows. And I remember for the longest time I could do shows where I could walk through the crowd and nobody knew what I looked like until I started singing. And in hindsight, I'm so proud of that because it meant that people were there because of the music and there was no other reason. And for the people in UK, they can still get those mixtapes for free on freemikeposner.com.
And what was your musical inspiration at this point? Because I'm guessing maybe as you grew up and went to college, your taste in music changed compared to what they maybe were as a kid.
Yeah, my music's constantly changing. The stuff I listen to is always expanding. I'm always looking for new stuff. But I listen to everything, man, from Florence and the Machine and Marina and the Diamonds to Nas and Jay-Z and J Dilla to Rage Against the Machine and Paul Simon and Led Zeppelin. I listen to a really wide array of stuff.
That's great that you've got some of our British talent in there. You got Florence and Marina. They're pretty
cool.
Without
a doubt. I love them. Lungs is like one of the top two albums of 09.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
And she's such a beautiful girl as well.
Yeah.
So on the back of all that, the song in America now has sold over 1.5 million copies. Is that correct?
I guess so, if you said it.
That's what I've got written down in front of me. That's amazing.
Thanks, man. I don't really pay attention to numbers like that. I just try to make good music, and it's good to know that people are enjoying it.
So what is the sentiment, Mike, behind the song? Because, I mean, it's one of those feelings that we all have when we walk through a club and everyone's cooler than you. I'm guessing that's probably where it came from, yeah?
Yeah, I wrote it when I was still a student, as I mentioned earlier, and I recorded it on a super cheap microphone with my textbooks looking back at me in my dorm room. So it's special for me to have just heard it on In Demand, knowing the way in which I created it.
And the video for it, the video that I've seen, I'm not sure if you're going to make another one for us here in the UK or whether we'll get the same one. You're in a club and there's lots of people standing very still at certain points. Now, I'm fascinated by how music videos are made. And I just want to know, are those people genuinely just standing really, really still?
Or yes.
Is it computer trickery?
No, there were a bunch of people just standing there still. And so on one part, if you look carefully, there's these two people making out. I think like the girl is biting a guy's lip, and I made him do that. I was like, freeze.
So you're still maintaining control over everything. Not some power hungry, mad music exec is taking it all away from you. You've still got control of it all.
Yeah, without a doubt. And that's the really special thing about my situation is that I'm on a label that believes in me and my vision, and they let me make the record the way I wanted to, and I think it really paid off, and I think you'll agree when you hear it, Alex.
Well, yes. Hopefully we're going to get to spend some serious time with you when you come back to the UK later in the year.
I would like that.
It's been a pleasure to have you briefly on the show for the very first time, so thanks very much for chatting.
And I won't be fresh meat anymore.
No, you'll be tender by then. Hopefully. Mike, thank you very much, sir.
Thank you, Alex.
You're listening to In Demand.
This is In Demand with Alex and Lucy, and Jay Sean is back with us tonight.
Hello.
Hiya.
How you doing?
We're all right. How are you, sir?
I'm all right. Not too bad.
We haven't spoken to you for a while now.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
I know.
I've been busy making this. Yeah, totally.
Yeah, we always
good,
miss you.
Good. Likewise. Obvs.
Making this incredible new song.
Did you just say obvs?
Yeah.
Yeah. So we've been abbreviating almost every word lately. I even created embarrasmo instead of embarrassing.
That's amazing. That's not an abbreviation. That's just mental, but it's still brilliant.
You said it was amazing. I've quoted you on that.
It is.
Do you know what we think that is? We think that's trips amaze.
Triple amazing.
Oh, my God.
Sorry, Jay Sean.
I know.
Oh, but God. If any of these words pop in a future song of Jay Sean's, we know where we got them from.
Publishing to you guys, no doubt.
I don't think that'll happen,
we've got
Alex.
An audio record of it, yes. Lucy. So thank you for making 2012. It's awesome. It's just such a feel-good pop tune, isn't it?
N-Pro. That's no problem.
I like it. You're on board. Finally, we've got a star who gets it.
Let's talk about you working with the wonderfully crazy Nicki Minaj as well.
Yes, she's great.
What is she like? Is she actually a little bit mental? Because I imagine that she is, and I like that.
Yeah, she is. I mean, I think, And it sounds stupid, but sometimes, you know, some things are just a show, you know, it's a gimmick, it's just like an act and people buy into it. And she's the real deal like that, though, because I think you have to be that creative. And so, like, so is Wayne, you know, like, they're all a little bit, they always say that the people who just have to do, who come out with material like that have to be a little bit bizarre and to be that creative. And she is like, you know, she is like that, you know, and I think I love that she's herself.
Okay, now let's talk about the video. She is, of course, in the video.
Looking good.
Yeah, and randomly, Mel B pops up.
I know, random, right?
Yeah. She's very good at nodding, Jay.
Oh, you don't even understand how hard that scene was for us two.
I have to admit, I was thinking, I bet they've had to keep doing that and doing that and doing
that. She is so funny because she couldn't keep a straight face. She kept laughing the whole time because I'm saying to her, Mel, can you just be sexy, please? I need you to look hot and sexy. You're my date for tonight. She's like, I can't do sexy. And I was like, well, you are sexy, so please just shut up and be sexy. And she couldn't. She just kept laughing. Aww. And that was like the best take we could take. But she's awesome because me and her are really good friends. And, you know, she lives in LA. And every time I'm up in LA, I go and see her. So
she's hilarious.
You know, yeah. And I was just like, it was literally like, Mel, you want to be in my video? She's like, all right. And so it was just great, you know. It was cool.
It's that West Yorkshire accent just cuts through
great.
There.
It was fun.
I like the fact she's still got that accent, even though she's lived in LA for so many years.
Really awesome she is.
This is your In Demand.
This is In Demand with Alex and Lucy, and tonight Jay Sean is still with us on the show.
Yay!
Hello.
And now we played 2012 a little earlier in the show. Are there any more surprises on the album apart from Nicki Minaj for people we might know
cool
that you've
ones.
Worked with? We know you might have worked with JLS, but we're not sure if that's for them or for you.
I wrote a song for them.
Okay, cool. Okay.
Yeah, I wrote a song for them, which was a great experience, by the way. Like, really, really nice guys, man.
They're lovely.
We had a great time. Mm-hmm. We had a really, really good time. Yes, there are some. I mean, I'll say the ones that people already know because some people do know about the Pitbull song, which is awesome. I just did a video. I shot a video with Birdman, who is the CEO of Cash Money, and that song is super sexy.
I mean,
completely different from 2012.
Is that like Sex 101?
No, that's a different song.
Oh, okay.
And that also features someone, a surprise that I can't say. But, I mean, you know, it's really cool. This album for me is like, I'm so excited about it because I really think that people who already know me for Down and Do You Remember will not be disappointed because there's songs like 2012, which are fun, up-tempo, sing along, act stupid, have fun. There's those kind of songs, the party songs. But then there's also, for those people who might not have heard, the other side of me, like the songs like Ride It and Stay, the more slower, sexier songs. There's more of that, a lot more of that on this album than there have been on my other two albums. So, other three albums. So,
when are you going to be back with us next? Are you straight back to LA after you've been here in the country?
No, I go back to, where do I go? I go back to New York after this, and then I'm on some madness for another plane for every day, actually, until next week, and then I fly back again to London.
Oh my God.
So, it's a bit crazy.
Have you managed to fit in some time to see your family this time around?
I went for breakfast at my parents' this morning as soon as I landed in Heathrow. So I gave Mum a call and I said, Mum, put tea on, I'm coming around.
Oh, what did you have?
Oh, it's just eggs. My mum made omelette and tea for me. Aww. And it was nice. Chilled there for an hour and a half until I, you know, got back on the road for promo again. But it was nice to see the parents, you know.
It must be a bit weird, though, because you literally get home and I guess you want to sort of settle in and sit and watch a bit of telly and relax.
God,
and you're like, oh, no, I've got to go.
Yeah, it would be nice. But you know what? The great thing is nothing like there's nothing like family to really make you, to ground you. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
It's like no matter all this madness I've done in America, like, Mum doesn't know. She don't care. She's happy for me. She doesn't understand any of it.
She's like, do the washing up. Let me put my feet up.
Yeah, she does not understand any of it. It's just brilliant. And that's what keeps you grounded, you know. She doesn't know what label I'm signed to still. It's called Cash Money. She keeps telling all her friends I'm on Money Records. I'm like, Mum, it's called Cash Money. Oh, it's all the same thing. It's money, isn't it? It's just money.
It's just a different word for money.
Yeah. Brilliant.
Thanks very much for chatting, Jay, and we will see you again soon, hopefully, dude.
All right, guys.
Take care.
Thank you,
Jay Sean.
Bye-bye.
This is In Demand with Alex and Lucy.
This is In Demand. Tonight, Westlife are back on the show.
Yeah.
I apologise for a lack of Lucy. She did want to be here. She's going to send you a video message later. Like satellite link up. But it's lads night.
It is lads night.
Get the beers in.
There's a footy lager darts and stuff like that. All of which I know nothing about. Yeah. Last time you were here, you were chatting about your HD concert experience.
That's right, yeah.
That's right, actually, yeah. That went very well.
Yeah, how'd it go?
Very, very well, yeah. It went out as a big success for Sky as well. They were very happy with it. And obviously, you know, playing the O2 was pretty cool.
If I'm honest, it didn't capture when I watched the back. It didn't capture the night that it really was live on television. It's very hard.
You couldn't hear the crowd.
The mix, still by
the DVD though.
The DVD has been remixed and it's incredible.
Yeah.
If I'm honest, it's not great. You know?
No.
You were worried about how it was going to catch every single floor. Not that there are any floors.
Every crevice in the face.
Actually, I looked incredible on it. Last.
Yeah.
In fairness, I looked pretty emphatic.
Okay.
I couldn't believe actually how well I looked. Even in high def.
Fatic.
Well, that's the one thing I didn't look, in fairness.
So we're back onto a brand new album, new single, and it is essentially everything a Westlife song should be.
Yeah.
I
remember it doesn't have a key change in it.
There's a stool moment, though. There is a stool moment.
Is there?
Yeah, totally.
Oh, there is. Yeah. I know what you mean.
It's actually not a stool song, though. It's not, because the middle eight is kind of gets really going. It starts getting really rocky and stuff.
Really,
you couldn't be sitting on it. You couldn't be sitting for that bit, you know?
Yeah.
Unless you get up before the middle eight.
which
is a first.
Don't
watch this bitch. Watch the X Factor. It's going to happen.
I can't even fathom that. I don't think we can do that.
No, I know.
That would be going against the grain.
That'd be alien to us.
That would be swimming against the tide.
The tide.
The tide is high and I'm moving.
You just played with our minds too much there, Shane.
I know.
Don't mix it up too much, dude.
Oh,
have you rehearsed the song? Have you performed the song at all live yet?
No, we haven't.
We're going in 3 days' time, actually. We're going into rehearsal. We're singing live on the X Factor in a couple of weeks' time, so we're looking forward to that a lot.
That's going to be 100%
live. That's the exclusive. 100%
live, yeah. Oh, yeah, you have to do it live on the X Factor. Well, we always sing it live anyway. You know, we've been on a good few times now, and we've had good performances on it, and it is a great feeling to go on and nail it. And that's what we plan to do again, just go on and nail it, hopefully.
This is your In Demand.
This is In Demand tonight. Westlife are still with us on the show.
Yeah.
Now, I had an email this morning.
Cool. Is that your first ever email?
Yeah, well, just it was a bit of a surprise. And it said, I understand you're meeting Westlife today and interviewing them for the show. Can you talk about Wonderland, please?
Kian, did you email that
this
in?
This genuinely came to me this morning.
That's nice to know.
So this is your moment, sir.
It
was from a guy called Alan Smith, who's going to be promoting the band. So how's it going with Wonderland?
It's going really, really well, to be honest with you. You know, I mean, the single doesn't come out till next year, but we have a kind of a reality TV show that's been following them for the last kind of, I suppose, year since the start of the band.
There we go, plug done.
Plug done.
There's not much else we can do until there's music.
Not necessarily,
out there,
no.
So, but looking forward to it, dude. Aside from that, individually, what else have you got going on the side, Nikki? Come on,
to be honest. Have two children, so they keep me very busy with, you know, we're in the process of swimming lessons and football, little kickers on a Saturday morning, so that keeps me very, very busy.
Oh, that's cute.
When I do a lot of dreaming,
yeah,
but things that I may do. That's a song on the new album, but I tell me I'm dreaming. And also, I did back in the earlier part of the year, I did a bit of radio presenter, a bit DJ on 2FM in Ireland.
Uh-oh. I feel slightly threatened by you now. How have things changed in terms of the fans nowadays? I mean, since you first came into our lives, things have exploded on like Twitter and Facebook and MySpace.
I think it's kind of slowly creeps up behind you, and all of a sudden you live in an era when the music industry revolves around, you know, kind of one song a lot of the time instead of downloads. You know, you've got like one song that blows up. I think that like Twitter and Facebook definitely have changed kind of the way everything's networked, you know, and the communication and how things are promoted.
It's incredible how instant they are, and how, you know, you could literally put, you probably will have in the future if you don't have already, people literally break. I know you have had people that have broke on these sites like YouTube and stuff like that, but actually having careers just on YouTube or just on these sites and never having to do the promo, because everything they do, they'll just release it on YouTube. They'll go into a studio,
computer bands,
record a song bands. And never leave their house, so to speak, in terms of travelling up and down the country and all of that.
The power of it is, though, if you see something in the press that's not necessarily true, you can correct it.
That happened to me just yesterday. There was like, we were doing an interview with a magazine, and they were asking us about various things, and one of the questions was about JLS releasing the condoms that they released for. And you know, we were just in a bit of a hyper mood, and we were kind of laughing, and we were like, oh yeah, why don't we release condoms as well? And then we said, why don't we release contraceptive pills? And all. It was kind of, we were joking around, but then all of a sudden it kind of comes out, Westlife slammed JLS, you know, with their charity condoms and everything like that. And I suppose actually 2 or 3 years ago, I just wouldn't have even heard about the story, because I heard about it on Twitter, first of all. And then I felt like I had to reply, because I could reply just there and then.
Yeah.
So it's good and bad, but it was nice to be able to kind of go, right, well, to be honest with you, we were having a laugh. We love JLS, you know.
Thanks very much for coming to see us again. And good luck with the album.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You're listening to In Demand.